Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business performance.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ken Grombach back on the show. Ken's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, and he's the author of Common Census, a nationally recognized expert on so many things, on demographic issues, expert and issues and facts, and he does a lot of speaking around the world on the demographic issue. Your new book, Ken, welcome back to the show. Your new book is, I think somebody's borrowed it, so remind me the
bestseller is The Age Curve.
The Age Curve, exactly, and that's a great book. I can always tell the great books in my office because they're not the ones that are on my that wind up to my studio, and so Ken, thanks again for hanging out with us. You know, one of the things I've noticed over the last few years, you and I are pretty much the same age, and we grew up when cars were a big deal to teenagers.
Yeah.
And even though kids today like cars, they like to be able to get around in cars. They're not fascinated with the car itself like you and I were. It's interesting, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, from my perspective, I know two industries are looking at this very closely. One of them, anyone who needs drivers. For instance, the trucking industry has never, ever recovered in 10 years. They will be, in 2016, there'll be 300,000 drivers short. So
really?
People just aren't interested in driving.
Yeah.
And the other industry that desperately needs to understand what's going on with kids and cars is Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they will get caught flat-footed. I don't know about you, Jim, but when I was 15 years old, all I dreamt about was the day I got my license.
Oh yeah, oh absolutely. And well, listen, by the time I was 12, I was putting model cars together.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, before that, in the fourth grade, by the time I was in the seventh grade, I had a whole collection of model cars that I'd put together. Little plastic cars, right? I could look at every car and tell you at a glance. I can still do that. I can still identify cars from the old days. And kids today, I don't think they do that much. Cars are not that big a deal to them. So you're saying that this is going to be have a demographic impact.
Yeah, well, And it's about to happen. See, the best buyer for cars, if you want to look at a best customer, is a 42-year-old male.
Yeah.
And that's because that's when the most miles are put on cars. By, you know, they have their families, they're ferrying kids back and forth to soccer, doing tons of things. Right now, the biggest generation in our history is 9 years old to 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
These are the kids that I'm concerned about because they, you know, when polled and asked in a number of times in a number of ways, what would you give up first, your driver's license or your iPhone?
Right.
They give up the driver's license.
They say, I'll walk. Don't worry, I'll walk.
Yeah, I'll walk. So what is? I don't know what that means. Does that mean that the you know, and I'm answering my own question here, the whole social structure is changing. I mean, changing dramatically.
Look at what, you know, what you and I did when we got to be 16 or 17. You and I asked a girl out, we borrowed the car, and we took the girl on a date, right?
Right.
Now they get dropped off at the mall, and they hang out at the mall with, I mean, I guess they're still doing that, I don't know, but you don't see young people doing the single date thing like we did.
Not at all. No, that's the single date appears to be an anachronism. It's a thing of the past. And I don't know what that is. Yeah. You know, I'm not a psychologist, and I'm sure there's been stuff written on it already. But this is a new phenomena,
mm-hmm.
and the kids that are in this group don't really have a voice yet. And when their voice, you know, when
we don't know what it's going to sound like when it comes out. So you're saying it's going to affect the delivery industry. It's going to affect the automobile industry. Therefore, the insurance industry. Therefore, the repair industry. Therefore, the finance industry. Right.
Well, think about it. What are we going? Are we really going to cars that are going to drive themselves?
Yeah.
I mean, so what is that? When a car drives itself, you know, essentially, you don't need to own it.
That's right. That's what I mean. It's going to affect all. So we're talking disruptions here, folks. Demographic influences that are going to create disruptions. What is that going to mean to your business over the next 5, 10, 20 years? That's the question you should be asking yourself. When we come back, we're going to talk about something no one wants to talk about. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.